Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome back to, I genuinely didn't think we'd be doing this again, Louise. I thought this would be, you know, one of those great unfinished projects like the Beatles album that never happened. And, you know, they dig up songs that were unfinished years on. Well, we got so close, you know, we're at W here on the A to Z of the 90s. And, you know, life's just got in the way, isn't it? Hasn't life just got in the way, Lomo?
It really has. Like, I really wanted to finish the whole season being like, we did not take one break. We got to the very end. We did 26 weeks in a row.
Don't ask me. Don't know. I haven't got a clue.
Got 26 weeks in a row. And I thought that was going to be a real feather in our podcast cap. Didn't happen. We kind of fell at the final hurdle there.
Do you know, I feel like if you're at school, it's like a kid that's had never had a day off, gets all the way through to the final year, year five, whatever they call it, year 28 now, whatever they call it. It's really complicated. And then you have like 6 weeks off right at the very end. I feel like we've stumbled right at the very end. But we've had stuff going on, haven't we? Do you know what I mean? We've both had like our ailments and stuff that we just needed to rest. And also, again, I don't know how many letters are in the alphabet and I still haven't got it in my head, but it's a long haul. Most podcast series might be for like, you know, 8 episodes or 12 episodes. So this has been going on forever, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
And also a lot of people don't do one a week as well. So we did one a week. We did it strong. We came in strong and then we fell. And then, I got the shingles, Bush. Have you ever had them?
I have never had the shingles. A couple of people I know have had the shingles and it is one of the worst, most awful things you can get. It's horrendous.
It's like being stung with nettles over and over again, but like the worst nettles in the world. Or actually, do you know what's better? It's like having being hit with like an exposed electrical wire. That's what it's like.
Oh.
Like electric shocks on your back and your spine and your rib cage. It's awful. It's bloody awful.
What I love about you is that you very specifically go for illnesses from the Middle Ages. So
I
think the other week, wasn't that long ago, you had whooping cough. Do you remember you had whooping cough? And then now you've had shingles. I wonder what's next. You have suffer from melancholy. Are you going to have to get
TB
your other half?
TB or something like.
TB. I can see you having TB. Little, tartan rug on your knee in a wicker wheelchair. Always having to be put where there's a breeze.
Bush.
But it's just having a bit of a break, isn't it? I think you run. I think what the learning is from the A to Z of the 90s podcast, as we stand today, in 2023, is that, and this is a message for everyone, you've got to look after yourself.
Yeah, you really do.
Do you know what I mean?
You really do. How are you getting on with your face and nose and such?
Well, we're chatting on video chat here right now, and I've obviously had like a little cancery spot thing removed from my nose where they had to take a circle of skin from behind my ear and stitch it onto my massive nose. And you know what? It's 100 times better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, you can tell I've had something done, but bearing in mind, this is only like a couple of months ago. I think it's looking all right. What do you think?
Oh, shit. It looks so much better. It was a little bit scary at one point.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it's really come round.
Did you see me when I had it, when I had like the big bandage on it?
I saw it in... I saw it at all stages, I think.
Yeah,
and the one which freaked me out the most was like the ball on top of it.
Yeah, that's the worst bit.
Yeah.
They put like what looked like a bit of dim sum on top of it. Blood-sodden dim sum. And my, as I said, I think on the podcast, my middle daughter, Thea, wouldn't look at me for like 2 weeks. Didn't want to look at me.
Do you blame her?
No, I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. Yeah. I didn't even want to look at myself. Anyway. You know, we need to finish this project off. We've got 4 episodes left to go. We had a brilliant tweet in from a guy called Andrew. Bearing in mind, this is W, the episode of W in the 80s and the 90s. He says W is for when the hell is it finally coming out. He's got a very good point.
Fair enough. Like.
So a few months late, but we're back and stronger than ever. Without further ado, in the 80s and the 1990s, this is stuff beginning with W.
Bush, can I just start off by telling you something that just happened to me, by the way?
Yeah, go on.
Got a couple of builders on our balcony right now. Okay, they're replacing the floor, the balcony floor. It's not fire safe or something. And I went out, they were trying to open the door. So I was like, do you need me to open the door? And they were like, oh yeah, we're just seeing that they're at the right level, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I got like talking to them. Obs, love talking to, you know, the builders. And I ended and up saying, anyone. Chat to anyone. Yep. And I ended up saying, can I get you a cup of tea? Right, which is nice, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then they were like, yeah, both of them were like, yeah, we'd love a cup of tea. And one was like, I'll have it white with one sugar. And the other one was like, I'll have it just white, and white is fine. I was like, okay, fine. And then I came in and I got really nervous. Because I was like, oh my God, I have to make these two builders a cup of tea, right? They know their tea best. Bush, I only had oat milk. No cow's milk. I know. And no sugar except caster sugar.
Right, before we even get to that, though, you didn't give them any of your weird Irish Barry's tea did you?
Did you? They had Barry's tea with oat milk and caster sugar.
Like I was like some kind of Frankenstein's monster.
I know. I was like, this is terrible.
So the weird thing is we had builders in the other week and I did the same thing as you. I don't know whether people have got sugar in the house like they used to do back in the olden days. People used to go next door and borrow
a
cup
of sugar.
But I don't think that's a thing anymore now. So I gave them caster sugar and they never noticed. Did your ones notice?
I don't know. I haven't told them. And they're currently drinking it right now as we speak. So if
it's sweeter though, and he's probably coming up on it right now. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. But so, do you know what I did? I forethought about this, if that's a word. And I thought caster sugar is stronger. So I only gave him 3/4 of a spoon when he asked for a full spoon of normal sugar. I think I might be in the clear.
Oh, you might get him hooked though. He might ask for just a little bit more. You might want to take his dosage down.
You might ask for a little baggie to bring some home.
Oat milk is the leveler on that, though. Oat milk in a cup of tea sounds awful. So, I can only imagine the colour of it.
Do you just do cow's milk, yeah?
I mean, I have oat milk in coffee.
Oh, do you?
Which is great.
Yeah,
it's great. But I would never touch it with a cup of tea with it in a barge pole. I know.
I didn't tell them anything, so I'm dying to see if the cups are empty. Oh, they probably just throw it over the balcony, actually, if they don't like
just it. Chuck it.
I'll never know.
Just chuck it. Well, watch this space. We could even get an update before the end of the episode. Let's kick off then with someone beginning with W from the 1990s. Thank you to Steph Atherton. By the way, thank you to everyone who got in touch asking, are we okay? What's happened to the podcast? Because sometimes when you do these things, you think, if you stopped, would anyone notice? If a tree fell in the woods, would you know, is it even a thing? But we've had so many lovely messages from people, so we really appreciate everyone who's listening, keeping an eye out for us and all that kind of stuff as well. But she's tweeted to say, waistcoats, quite a big thing in the 90s. And I went through a stage of wearing a waistcoat.
Now, are you including like sweater vests in this?
What is a sweater vest?
Well, it just reminds me of Chandler Bing in Friends when he used to wear like a shirt with one of those sweater vests over it.
Do you know, every week on this thing you come up with a new item of clothing I've never previously heard of, but now it does make sense. Weirdly, Friends was only on downstairs the other day and he does wear like that sweater kind vest. Of stuff.
Yeah, I think we can include that with your entry of waistcoats.
Well, I'm going to chuck it in there as well, yeah. One thing I had, we went through like a charity shopping stage when I was in my, I don't know, late teens, early 20s.
Not a trend, Bush. It's not a trend, okay?
It's not a trend. Actually, it's a good point. It's a very worthy cause of going around. Although they've cottoned on, though, haven't they? It's hardly the bargain it used to be. Do you know what I mean? But I went for a phase of wearing, and I'm sure I look like an absolute steampunk idiot now looking back on it. But I did used to wear, you know, those kind of posh waistcoats just on top of like normal. Oh, actually, when you think about it, I had like normal jeans on.
Bush.
But with a waistcoat and a shirt. I look like a status quo or something.
Some part of my body just closed up there as you described that look. I can't tell you which part.
I'm thinking maybe tuppence.
Some part
How on
of
earth
me just
I get?
Closed up, withered away and went, nah.
I look back on me back in the day and I don't know how I got girls. I don't know how it happened.
You didn't get girls, but shut up.
Like. Oh, I got girls. Oh, yes, Louise, I got girls. Many, 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 many loves.
Because I got to say, like, your fiancé, Katie, is very cool. That's the word I would use to describe her, okay?
Thank you.
She's very... No, that's not a compliment for you.
No. Yeah.
No. She's very cool. She's got amazing fashion sense. And sometimes I just wonder, like...
Oh, right, so that's the end of it. I thought I was just, you know, cashing in on my chips there, thinking, oh, that's... Cheers. Thanks, Louise. But I think I've got better with age. Despite my nose, I've got better with age. Whereas
I look back at myself earlier. I don't think you're allowed to say that about yourself.
I feel like I've matured like a fine wine. I'm a more rounded, better person now than I was back in my 20s. You think about yourself when you were 20. You're an idiot.
I thought you meant looks-wise, Bush.
That as well.
Oh Jesus.
Big old glasses. My friend Neil used to ask me if we could get Sky Sports on my glasses. They were that big when I was at school. It's just improvements, Louise, year on year.
Bush, you do look good, but I think probably Katie has helped you with that.
Okay, I would probably imagine that as well, yeah.
I think when a guy meets a girl, I think, you know, she can really improve his fashion sense and just all over, what's that word, like development as a human being.
But you know, it's funny you should say that because I walked into town yesterday, really tired. Our little one, Stella, has been waking up in the night, so absolutely knackered. And I put on... my brand new green kind of like khaki chinos that I've bought. But also then I stuck on... I'm into smocks at the moment. Do you like smocks? You're aware of a smock?
What do you mean? Like a thing you put on over your clothes to keep your clothes clean?
Yeah, with a hood. Like Liam Gallagher-esque. It's got like a hood and then two like drawstring bits around the neck.
Oh, it's an outside jacket.
Outside jacket smock thing.
But I don't think they're called smocks, Bush. Anyway, go on. I know the Liam Gallagher. Are you thinking about Nebworth when he wore that hoodie thing with the drawstrings, yeah?
That's it. One of them. But kind of sand grey, sand brown. And I started walking and I just saw Kate just give me a double look in the hallway as I left. And I looked down at my outfit and I just thought, you can't wear khaki and kind of khaki together. I looked like Operation Desert Storm. So I turned on my heel, went back and got changed again.
Did
and that's,
you?
That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, so, wow.
You know, I'm now learning for me and thinking for myself.
I mean, the worst thing you've ever worn on the podcast, if we want to get into that.
Go on.
Was the football jersey.
What was that?
Was it an Everton top?
Yeah.
Horrific, Bush.
What's it? A man in his 40s can pull off a football shirt, no problem at all.
But that football shirt's not that nice, do you not think? Remind me of its colours.
Just a kind of blue. Blue and...
I mean, can I just explain to the listeners? I'm looking at Bush. He looks so taken aback and shocked.
I'm quite offended. It's been a hard season for Everton, Louise. Thanks for that. You slagging the kit off. We've got enough problems as it is. We're in the bottom three.
I don't
anyway,
know
let's
anything
not dwell
about
on that.
No, okay, fine. I don't know anything about Everton. But all I know is something happened the other night that was terrible, I think. And it was all over Twitter and I just thought, oh, poor Bush.
Are you talking about the Brighton result? Is that what we're bringing
I don't even
here?
Know, but all I could tell was, oh, this is not going to sit well with Bush when I saw stuff
I think
on
you
Twitter.
Just I think you need to check on how things are going at home in terms of the state of your balcony, that kind of thing, before you start casting aspersions on other people. Thank you very much.
Okay, I got a W for you, Bush.
Go on then.
I'm going to throw in, because you know I love a 90s food. I do think these were still available beyond the 90s and maybe even today. And that's the Wham bar.
Ooh, a Wham. I've not thought about that in ages. Describe the tech. Oh, there it is. What is that tasting like then, the Wham bar?
I can't really remember. Does it taste of anything? First of all, it's pretty fizzy. Love a fizzy.
It's got popping candy in it. Bit of popping candy.
Maybe it's popping candy. In it. What happened
I think
to
it
popping
might be.
Candy, Bush? Is that still around?
I think it is still a thing. I think now it's used in posh food where people have like, you know, explosions in your mouth.
Oh, like a Heston Blumenthal kind of thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, we
it was
want,
back in the day, it was just called Moondust and it was just like, used to get you off your tits at a party when you were about 8 years old.
I just remember that the flavour was fizzy. That's all I can really remember it as. Was it pink?
I think it might be pink.
Yeah,
when you actually think about it, it's pretty disgusting, actually, I think.
Oh my God, you're right about it, because it says here, with tongue-tingling coloured crystals, raspberry-flavoured chew bar.
It's like kid speed
at
soft play.
That's exactly
that's what
it's
is.
Like. That's exactly what it's like.
So
I'm definitely, I'm definitely getting a Wham bar in there. I mean...
Are they still a thing? Can you still buy them?
Pardon that sentence.
Well, it depends on what the builders are doing.
I'm definitely going to run out and buy a Wham bar today. Go on, Bush.
Another one that's come in, Linda Woodcraft, who's got a cracking surname. A lot of people as well have been suggesting Windows 95 needs to be on the list for W.
Okay, go on now. So I'm not that techie. So Windows would be when you turned on your computer and
oh
it was
word.
The...
Oh, my word. I wasn't expecting you to start there.
Was it the software?
It was, yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you are aware of Windows software, though, right? Aren't you, Louise?
Of course I am. But it just made me think of, is that what Word is? You know, the Word document.
You know your dad building a wooden box to, you know, restrict usage of the phone to speak to the outside world is starting to make sense now in terms of sometimes your naivety towards technology.
Go on, explain to me now what Windows was. Just the software that we used to use.
It's the operating system.
The operating system. Okay, fine. Yeah.
So, you have these kind of landmark Windows operate, you know, Windows 98. Windows 95 was a big one. A lot of people, you know, it's a special place in people's hearts.
Which
Windows
one are you bringing 95. Up, 95?
This is 95, according to Linda. But she mentions the install disks was a big thing here. Because what you would do is you'd get like a PC, a new computer for the house. It'd be your dad's domain completely. And then you'd get this kind of like cellophane wrap with seven or eight disks in it.
Oh, my God.
With loads of little annoying code letters in there you've got to type in to prove that you've got the key for it. And then they've got loads of like holograms on them and stuff as well. And that was pure Windows 95.
Incredible. Incredible scenes. And so what, you had to upload it to your PC?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, you put the discs in, which I don't even think is a thing anymore now, is it? And then wait for that to spin around a little bit, take ages to upload, get some ideas about some games that you want to play, and then your dad's computer can't play any of it because the graphics card is crap.
Okay,
where it used to be for me.
Better days, Bush, better days. Okay, I've got a W for you, and that is Wonderbra. But, you know, specifically this Hello Boys ad that was everywhere.
Oh, yes. It's who's the model in that?
I don't know, Bush. This comes from Paul.
Claudia, I think it's Claudia Schiffer.
It's not Claudia Schiffer. Will I find out quickly?
I reckon it is, you know, Lomo. Got
really?
Some live new phone Googling going on from Louise right now. I think it definitely is.
No, it was Eva Herzegova.
Damn.
You need
damn
to
my knowledge of models.
Yeah, she looks just ridiculous on it. But anyway, that ad, I remember seeing that ad on the way to school. And apparently this ad caused crashes at the time. You know, that men were just like, what the hell is this? And then would rear end, pardon the pun, a car in front of them.
Oh, but so, you know, the whole Wonderbra thing, mm-hmm. right? This is like you talking about Windows 95. Was the thing that they would then provide lift or push inwards and up? What made Wonderbra different from like normal bra from before that?
I just think they had a massive amount of support in terms of like pushing up what you already had and then padding out with their pads that they actually inserted into the bra. So it was doing all sorts of things at the one time. So up
is that false advertising though? If it's
I think it
padded?
Is. It wasn't there a joke back in the 90s why they called Wonder Bras? Because you wonder where they're gone when she takes it off. Do you know what I mean? So I think, yeah, absolutely. It was a bit of an advertising thing. But I mean, really what I want to bring up is that ad, the Hello Boys Wonder Bra ad, because it was just iconic. Even looking at it now, it's so simple, but it's so good.
Do you know what, I love people crashing into stuff through like Carry On movie style antics. The guy who used to do a radio show in Bristol with Paris, I remember him turning to have a look at a lady when he was driving up one of the hills in Bristol and went into the back of another car.
You're joking.
In the summer. I thought it was a fantastic Carry On movie-esque swanny
really
whistle.
How do you explain that as well? Do you tell the truth? Like, so what are you going to say? Really sorry, I was checking out that girl booty or whatever, you know.
That's what he was doing. Jeez, and he was very honest about
Jesus Christ, Bush.
W in the 1990s was indeed for Wonder Bra. Rob Vines has been on, and I don't know whether we've mentioned this before or a different episode under a different letter, but he says you need to talk about Wigfield Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that right now. Iconic. And then also, can you remember the dance to it? I don't think I can remember the dance to it.
We do, because my other half, Katie, was doing it with Thea at the weekend. Weirdly, I don't know what it was, but she's in, you know, like kids get obsessed with weird stuff. She's really into like dance craze stuff from the 2000s and the 90s.
That's so cute.
Theories. So like, you know, Cha-Cha Slide, jump to the left.
Yeah, she loves
jump
that,
to the right.
Does she?
Bow, 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 bow. She loves that. And then she also loves Saturday Night. So we went through the Macarena as well.
Which I did on this podcast. Yeah, I remembered it.
You can still remember the moves. You proved that you can still remember the moves. But I think so. I think what I love about Wigfield was like left shoulder, right shoulder, hand on hip, turn. It's kind of like line dancing. But people used to do that in nightclubs. Yeah. And you think about how serious and you know, posy nightclubs are now. To think that not that long ago in the 1990s, people were lining up to do the Wigfield dance. Imagine that now. Oh, a million years. You get bottled.
But also,
on the dance floor.
I got to say, Bush, I loved that video. It was a real, like, she really sort of painted a picture. Did she have a towel around her wet hair and she took the towel off and she was getting ready at her, like, table and mirror and stuff? That was a great song just to put on when you were getting ready to go out.
Was she, like, European as well? She wasn't from England, was she?
I have no idea.
Kirsty Wigfield or whatever her name was.
Is she a one-hit wonder, yeah?
I think so, but what I love about the playfulness of European songs that you hear come through in like, you know, the Eurovision Song Contest and stuff like that is all about Be My Baby. It's just, we talked about this before on the podcast, the lyrics, the words of romance in the 90s are all playful, almost Disney-esque stuff of My Baby, spend time with me, love you, baby, I want to hang with my baby.
Yeah.
And now it's all just, I'm going to grind you, get you, you know what I mean? It's all like, ugh.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It's a lot of pressure. I wouldn't want to be courting in this environment.
Oh my God, I wouldn't want to be being wooed in this environment at all.
Imagine being swiped, what's the bad one, left or right? Or just not even swiping on you?
Left is no, right is yeah.
Yeah, imagine just getting loads of left swipes.
I know.
Is that even a phrase?
I don't think so, but you've brought it to us, so I think we should stick with it.
Rob Vines, thank you very much. In the A to Z of the 1990s, W is indeed for Kirsty Wigfield.
Is that her first name?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I thought you were joking. Okay, so another W is one of my worst nightmares, and that is not specifically Woolworths, but because it's W, I'm going to begin with Woolworths. And also Char has been in touch to talk about this, and that's Woolworths Pick and Mix. Now, my worst nightmare is a Pick and Mix, Bush.
I'm with you on this.
Because I just think the hygiene is non-existent. Like,
yep.
I'm sure kids pick their ears, put their hands in their mouth.
Finger up bum.
I was going to say that, but I thought maybe it was a step too far. But you know what I mean? Bum. And anywhere else they want to do that. And then hand right in the pick and mix to have a little, you know, fried egg or a cola bottle or whatever. And
It's disgusting.
It's so gross. How has someone not caught something horrific from a pick and mix?
They probably have.
The other
thing as well, I have a real problem with like, I was only saying this the other day about like grown-ups who eat sweets. I've got a real problem with it.
What do you mean? Like sweets? Like packets of sweets or whatever?
Yeah, like I don't mind grown-ups having like chocolate biscuits or whatever.
Yeah.
But like if you see a grown-up eating Haribo or them fried eggs you've just been talking about, or those pink weird shrimps that taste of like, I don't know, Domestos.
Or the Percy Pigs or whatever.
Percy Pigs. Mm. Grown-ups, unless you've got your ears popping on a flight and it's coming down to land and you need to have a boiled sweet to take the edge off that, or you get seasick, that's the only time grown-ups should be eating sweets as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you have fisherman's friends.
Different. Medicinal. Given these days, my hedonistic 90s lifestyle is way behind me. The only real true buzz I get these days is a couple of fisherman's friends and a strong inhale on a cold winter's morning. That's it for me. That's it.
I don't agree with the whole, like, adults can't have sweets. I think life is hard enough for grown-ups now that if they want to have a packet of sweets to chill out, that's probably fair enough. But
well, I tell you what, though, have you seen the price of them, though? If you go to the cinema,
oh, I know.
Have you seen the price of Pick a Mix?
But this was the case even in the 90s. I don't really go to the cinema anymore. I don't really know why. But anyway, when I used to go in the 90s, I remember going with my ex-boyfriend and I'd say, you know, you buy the tickets and I'll buy the whatever, you know, food or snacks or whatever. And the food was like double the price of the tickets. I was like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, I mean, we went to the cinema the other weekend, and sometimes you can stand behind families. We'll all have, you know, popcorn each.
The drink.
50-ounce Coca-Cola, yeah. One of them weird dog's willy sausages that got rotating in the background as well.
Yeah.
And it comes to like 40, £45.
Yeah, if you're lucky, it's just insane. I think we need to go back to smuggling sweets into the cinema.
I'm going to have three guesses at that ex-boyfriend's name.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me if I'm correct. All right, play along at home, okay? Louise just mentioned her ex-boyfriend. What era was this, the 90s or 2000s? Or?
I think it was the 2000s.
Liam.
No, ew, no.
Donna. Irish name.
No.
Marvin.
Oh, close. Mark.
Was it my pretty close?
Yeah, pretty
I knew
close.
It might either be a saint. It was something to do with a saint. In the 80s and the 1990s, W is for...
Woolworths Pick a Mix.
Well, let's talk about WH Smith's then, whilst we're there, on that. Because one other thing about Woolworths. My other half, Katie, has said before we started recording this, can you please mention fountain pens, pencil cases, and the Pick a Mix of Woolworths as well? I think there's a whole big vibe on stationery, back-to-school stationery and all that kind of stuff as well.
Oh my God, does she get to go and make stationery or buy stationery for your kids? That's such a great mom job.
Unless you go to Smiggle, in which case you have to remortgage the house.
Really?
Very expensive. Well, let's talk about WH Smith's then.
Go on.
Like I said, we just mentioned Woolworths. WH Smith's, who suggested this? Someone said, Big Dave said, you've got to mention WH Smith's because for him, it's iconic for bored browsing before getting on a flight at an airport.
Oh, interesting. Now, we didn't have WH Smith in Ireland. However, I know exactly what he's talking about. And when I go to Stansted or Gatwick, there's always a massive WH Smith. So that's obviously going all the way back to the 90s, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I used to absolutely love it. I used to get a Transformers weekly magazine. They used to do a weekly magazine, obsessed with Transformers when I was a kid. I used to love going into WH Smith's in Trowbridge, aka Troy Vegas, to pick up my... my prescription, not prescription, subscription for the same kind of thing. And they'd have them all in you have them like a ring binder of which one was which, whether it had come in or not. And that used to be so exciting. But then you would go down the, the stationary route. If you were going up to big school, you need to get yourself a scientific calculator, Texas Instruments scientific calculator with 85 buttons on it, only of which you'd use 7, if you remember those. You could scratch your own name, stencil it into the plastic casing with your compass.
Oh, I love that feeling. There's nothing like that anymore. Like, isn't there not that whole satisfying punching into the metal pencil case? Can we just get some pencil cases and do that someday, Bush?
I'd love that. I used to love doing that to other people's pencil cases, giving it a good puncture with a compass.
Yeah.
I hope as well, if you're a kid or a person that does maths, please tell me you don't use your phone for a calculator. Tell me the old-fashioned, whether it be plastic case, Texas Instrument, 1980s, 1990s, science calculator, or huge end-of-year accounts, massive solar panel on the top, massive fat buttons, flat calculator still going strong. Do you know what I mean? Please.
I doubt they're able to take their phones out in school, so I reckon they're going with old-school calculators.
That fills my heart with hope. It really does.
I'm really glad to hear that. So W is for?
W is for not only Woolworths, but WH Smith's as well. Two iconic shops from the 90s.
Got it. W is also for, like a lot of people got in touch, Bush, about this. And specifically Claire Morgan says, we could not talk about it. Wayne's World.
Great film.
Party on. Excellent. Do you remember that?
Excellent. Do you know, weirdly enough, in Wayne's World, there was a bit where they get interviewed by a radio host.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The radio host guy doesn't listen to what they're saying. So they start saying stuff like, excuse me, and make loads of stupid. And that's always stuck in my head because I think, guests, if they come into the studio, are aware if you're not listening to them. And a lot of radio presenters don't listen properly. So I've always taken a career, life lesson from Wayne's World. So I want to say a big thank you.
That's so good, Bush. Really? So you think about that and you think, I'm always going to listen to my guests.
Well, a lot of people go, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, oh, yeah, totally. And they're not listening
to
the answer to the question. Exactly.
Do you know the way I told you I was rewatching Frasier?
Yes.
Do you know what's really annoying me, Bush? Because obviously we both work in radio. When he goes to do a link, he doesn't put his headphones on. And that really annoys me.
He's a radio presenter, isn't he? It's annoying. I think let's be honest about this. I don't think you can actually enjoy or watch drama or fiction that's to do with your line of work. Can you?
You can't, because we're so, like, I don't know, I guess we're so au fait with it. And he doesn't put his headphones on, and then he goes, we're going to commercials, and just presses a random button at any time. It just really stresses me out, because I'm like, none of this is true to life. But anyway, backing up a little bit, Wayne's World. What was the name of that gorgeous girl in Wayne?
Oh, she's beautiful, wasn't
she? Oh my God, so hot.
Something Lou, is that her name?
I can't remember.
Oh, sorry about this. This is like watching telly with your parents. You have to keep getting on the phone to work out people's names here. Tia Carrera. As Cassandra Wong.
She was so beautiful appears in that.
In the 92 movie, she's shredding her sherry red guitar whilst wearing an all-white outfit of cropped vest, short shorts, and a thigh-high stocking that scream, hair metal video vixen.
Wow.
Says Google.
Says Google, okay.
Says Google, not me, just giving it my own pricey on it.
Iconic film. Unfortunately, though, there were so many annoying sort of lingering phrases from that film, though, weren't there?
Excuse me, being one of them.
I was going to say, like you said, excuse me and all that kind
of
stuff.
Baking powder? Yeah. Yeah. In the 80s of the 1990s, W is for Wayne's World. One other one, Matt here tweeted us to say, you've got to talk about the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the Wu-Tang Clan?
Is that the Gravel Pit song?
Yeah, I mean, and I love Gravel Pit. It's a great song. But I've always been obsessed with, why have they got a song about a gravel pit? Because it's just like a, something you find on an industrial estate or a building site.
I'm not sure that's what it means, but okay.
Really?
No.
I thought it was just about industrial waste or storage or the building, process.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
I would have gone to their album expecting other songs along the lines of Quicklime or Cement or something like that. So are you saying it's got another meaning?
I think it might have another meaning, yeah. Do you know what?
This is blowing my mind.
Tuppence. It's about a tuppence.
No way.
Check out my gravel pit.
No way. Get out of town. They are not singing about a tuppence. I'm not having that. That's one of my favourite songs. If that is all about a lady's privates, then that's changed everything. I genuinely thought it was just like a chained off area.
Well, it sometimes is.
Like a silo. Oh, God. Now all the imagery is just flooding in. Now that's just awful, isn't it? Because gravel pits are deadly, aren't they? Jesus. All roads lead back to tuppences, don't they?
Okay, I've got one more W for you. Is The Wonder Years, which I just loved back in the day. I really fancied the boy in it. I think his name was Kevin.
Kevin Arnold.
Kevin, and I loved the song. Like, the song is so nostalgic when you hear it now. And I just loved it. I just, unbelievable program. Unbelievable American program.
I yearned for a inner monologue voiceover to be the footnote to my life. Like that program for my entire life would be great. I would never forget that summer. And sometimes I think about Andy and what he would be doing today. And then there was also that urban myth that his mate was Marilyn Manson. Do you remember that?
No, yeah. I love those myths. They're so good.
Brilliant.
Like, so
Marilyn
random.
Manson. Where did that come from? Right, that is it. Lomo, we have hit the end of this episode. We are back. We're back in business, finishing strong. We've got three more left to do. We've got a tricky one, though, next. You know, obviously, I mean, got back into our stride with W here, but what are we going to do with X?
And Y and Z. Like, we're screwed for the next three.
But we've had a few weeks off, so we've kind of maybe, you know, suckered up some stuff to talk about. So if you've got any steer on X for next week in the 80s of the 90s, you can get in touch with us. What's our Instagram again, Louise?
80s of the 90s podcast.
And you can tap me up on Twitter at Bush on the Radio or Andy Bush Radio on Instagram. This has been the 80s of the 90s. The producer is the brilliant Ross Ramsey Golding. We'll see you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.